Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Warren Nuzon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting second. The second baseman, Juan Bell. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, David Segui. Batting seventh. The DH, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave Johnson. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Raines strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thomas hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pasqua strikes out. 2 outs. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nuzon hits a line drive beyond second. Bell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Nuzon moves to second. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carcoviche takes first base on ball 4. Nuzon moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cora strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Devereaux strikes out. 1 out. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Raines is 0-1 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ventura is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guillen scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Devereaux. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Ventura moves to third. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Ventura scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Todd Fraworth now pitching. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nuzon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nuzon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carcoviche strikes out. 2 outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Nuzon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Melvin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Guillen. The throw from Melvin and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into right field. News on settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pasqua is hit by the pitch. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuzon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nuzon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. Nuzon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Segui is 0 for 1 in the game. Segui hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pasqua settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carcoviche hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. Cora bunts towards the mound. Fraworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Carcoviche moves to second. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Segui. Raines reaches second base with a double. Carcoviche scores. Guillen goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, White Sox. Jim Poole now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Raines moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Raines scores. Ventura moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Segui settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nuzon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nuzon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Bob Melvin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Melvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Melvin hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Poole fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carcoviche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carcoviche hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. Cora hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carcoviche fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Carcoviche. Ripken moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Milligan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 0 for 2 in the game. Segui hits a line drive into right field. Nuzon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Raines strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Huff now playing right field. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyles hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Melvin hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Olson, and towards Ripken, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pasqua is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Pasqua hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell strikes out. Carcoviche drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bell out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Milligan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.